Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk, and it's time for part four of our special position preview series. Today, we take a look at the tight ends. Another year, and it's another new set of tight ends for the Giants. It really has been a revolving door since Kevin Boss left a few years ago, from Jake Ballard to Martellus Bennett, now to Brandon Myers. He comes in from Oakland coming off a monster 79-catch year playing with Carson Palmer for the Oakland Raiders. Now, he's a different type of athlete than Martellus Bennett. He's not quite the blocker Martellus Bennett is, but he is great at running routes, and he has very soft hands. Tight ends coach Mike Pope thinks he'll be a very reliable target for Eli Manning.
He does have good athletic, some people call basketball-type skills in order to be able to play off of the underneath cover guys, the linebackers, and he's got good catching ability and good ball judgment, those kind of things that you look for. And now it's just a matter of, since this will be the third tight end in 3 years, along with he and Pasco, that our quarterback has had to kind of build some chemistry because we've been rotating these guys. And so as quickly as we can get that part of it done where he and Eli get on the same page. And I do think he will be very trustworthy, and Eli can expect him to be somewhere in a route when we call that route. And I think he will honor that, and he won't do something abnormal that will throw the quarterback off.
But of course, when you play tight end for the Giants, it's more than just catching the ball. You also have to block, and it'll have to be until the preseason games until we find out how Myers does leading the way on the run and protecting the franchise, Eli Manning. Of course, Myers will not be handed the starting job. He's going to have to take it from Bear Pasco. He's one of the holdovers from last year, and though he is subbing for Henry Hanoski while he's out at fullback, Pasco will get tons of reps at tight end. He's very reliable catching the football and in the blocking game. Then you have the wild card in this whole position. That's Adrian Robinson. He's the second-year player and was a fourth-round pick just a season ago out of Cincinnati. He has all the size and speed to be a difference maker. But does he have the polished ability to succeed at the NFL level? This will be a very important offseason to prove to this coaching staff that he can do it at this level of competition, understand the playbook, and do it consistently. Now, behind those three major guys, the Giants have a bunch of young guys that are going to compete for a roster spot or for the practice squad. Let's hear from tight ends coach Mike Pope once again.
Jamie Childers has been here since back in the spring. He's smart, played in a smaller program, but he's learning. He's a very bright guy. And then Chase Clement, we just got as a free agent from LSU, and he's been here just with us this week. So out of that group of guys, Pasco's kind of the senior, Bear's kind of the senior member. He and Myers have gotten to be good friends already. So the combination of those guys, we want to be able, with Hanoski out right now and going to be out for a while, they're going to all have to play some of this fullback tight end combination of things in order for us to get off to a good start next year.
Over the course of the few years, the New York Giants have been simply fantastic at plugging in a new tight end every year and making it work. Will they do it again with Brandon Myers? Or will a guy like Adrian Robinson, who was so raw coming out of college, come into his own and stake a claim to the position? Or will Bear Pasco finally step in and be that starter for the Giants at tight end? It remains to be seen, but it'll be fun finding out what happens at training camp right here at the Timex Performance Center at the end of July. Thanks for joining us. Next up, we hit the offensive line. That's coming up next week right here on Giants.com. Make sure you stay tuned.